Wow! Le Borampedi a ka renewa. Thato Borampedi a ka renewa. Perseus Rock a ka renewa. How you guys doing,
man? Yo, guys, we're so excited for today. First of all, to everybody in the audience, thank you. Like, this wouldn't be impossible without you guys. We've been thinking about this for a very long time, and the fact that you guys are here. Man, shout out to the community. So let me put my hands together for you guys. Shout out. Yeah. Also, guys, we're actually like recording this to post next week, so you guys are seeing it for the first time. So shout out.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, XS Shuffin, who's a welcome back to a brand new episode of C2 with Level and Thato Borampedi.
Yeah.
Of course, guys, I'm not alone. I'm with my lovely brother, my co-host Level and Thato Borampedi.
What's up, guys? They know the voice and the name. They call me Level Borampedi, okay? That's Level Borampedi. Yeah, but guys, we are super excited. I mean, you have to understand, we're two kids from Limpopo, and now we are sitting in front of Bona. Eh? Black children can dream, ne? Okay, let's do the podcast.
Also, I was going to say, guys, so I think if you guys watch Seated, we're always speaking about our father and our mother, and they're in the room today, so can you please put the hands together for them? Shout out, Mama. Shout out, Papa.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't get to speak before, but guys, big shout out to my entire team, Mbali, Ruby, Swaggy, Kenny, guys, they make this possible in the entire Africa Podcast Network.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big one, guys. Also, we're doing like a Q&A interaction stuff. If you guys interact, I think there's a something in here.
What's
from Vodacom World.
What's that?
Yeah?
What's this?
I don't know.
What's
if you
one?
Guys answer, let me see.
Tato iPhone!
No.
Hey!
It's something nice, so guys, please
let them participate. Don't
there's
show
a, there's
them.
A roaming mic, but yeah, what are we speaking about today?
Okay, cool. So, as you guys know, like we try to curate topics that you know are very relatable to us, that are very hard for us to speak about and stuff. So today we're talking about the stages of our 20s, you know. But we wanted to make it also really fun. So one of the subtopics is redefining fun, and of course we'll finish it off with dating the wrong people.
Yes. Some have dated privately, some have dated publicly, and it's going to be a good time. Also, guys, we've got like a little special for you guys. We've got two amazing guests coming later.
Yes.
They're in the room, so I'm very excited for them.
Yeah.
But of course, let's get into the first segment. How are you?
Okay.
Also, guys, so if you guys want to answer how are you, pick up your hand now. We're going to identify you, but we're going to answer. So, Ruben, find someone in the stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lebo, how are you?
I'm good, guys. You know, I was a bit shy. I was a bit shy, but then I looked at this handsome guy next to me, and he said, no, Abute, we're going to be fine today, we're going to cruise smoothly, so guys, let's cruise smoothly today, you
100%.
I'm actually very excited for Thought Digest, guys.
Say,
you know,
shout out to Digest.
You know what I'm saying?
But clock it.
Yeah. Oh, Diriad. But I'm good. How are you, Thato?
I'm good, guys. I am happy that this is finally like going. I think we've been planning this for quite some time. Spiritually, I'm feeling really good. You guys have seen my journey with Christ has been a long one, and I'm really happy that I'm closer with God. My home saldito is in the crowd, Tavang there. So shout out to Tavang. He brought me. There we go. He brought me closer to Christ. So shout out to him. I see him every Wednesday. Church has been great. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be loud about that. And yeah, I'm just happy about the team. I'm happy about my relationship with my brother. Shout out to Percy and Khunze.
Yeah.
I feel like we work together like almost every day, every other day.
Literally.
So it's beautiful to work with my friends. So I'm at peace. I'm really happy.
That's good.
So yeah, so big amen.
Yeah. I just wanted to quickly say, guys, I know you guys, you don't care, madam. My sister couldn't make it today. But let's go. I think someone's video calling her in the audience. So hey, Shibu. Yeah,
hey, Shibu. Yeah,
say
so
that. But how are you guys?
Who's doing a how are you?
Hi. How are
Where's
you?
Where's the mic?
Is there a mic?
Where's the microphone?
Can you please find
quickly,
these people?
Quickly. Let's go here. Let's go here in the front. Quickly. Yeah, right here. There we go.
Awesome.
How are you, my sister?
How are you, Sissy?
Hi.
You're so close. Quickly come. You're so quick. Come here. You're so close.
So close. Quickly. Fast.
Fast.
That's speed.
Fast.
Yeah.
Sharp, how are you?
I'm so good, guys. Oh, yeah.
Kimi, what's wrong?
Eh? I'm even tearing up.
How are you?
I am good. Yeah. Like, guys, this feels like my Friday night, you know. My weekend is starting early and it's good. Starting with good company.
Yes.
Watching V as my Gitato digest. Seated. Oh, guys.
It's going to be a good night.
Thank you so much. But Masita, how are you? So you good?
I'm good. All I'm right. great.
That's perfect.
Should we ask her the question? Was it too soon?
No.
Thank
you.
Soon,
you can give Ruby the mic.
Yeah,
thank you for coming. We appreciate
you.
We appreciate
you.
For her. Yeah.
Let's do one more. One more.
Oh, my sister, wait. Quickly, come here fast.
Wait, my sister.
Wait.
iPhone.
Quickly, iPhone.
iPhone. There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
We're going to do one more. How are you? Maybe someone in the middle. Ruby.
All of this. Hey, Lina. All of a sudden, when iPhones are coming out. Here we go.
Okay.
How are you? Calm down, girl. Hey. Calm down, girl.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. This is so scary. I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
How's your mental? How's school? How's work?
Work was great, but today was very stressful. Yeah. I had to submit a few things before I came here, like before I had to prepare and come here. But I'm so happy to be here. I just said to Todd in the audience, I can't believe we're here because you started a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm great.
That's great.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Hey, wait, iPhone.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Let's get into the conversation. Yeah.
I think we'll start out the podcast. Okay, cool. So stages of our 20s. My brother and I were actually on a car ride here and we had like the most craziest conversation and he said, Lebo. And I was like, yes, Tato.
That's not how I sound.
That's how you sound in my head. I get you in my older
brother.
Lebo. I'm like, yes, Tato. He goes, hey. What did you wish for when you were 17? Do you think you're going to be here now? I said, no, I didn't. Then we started speaking about the crazy things, and you actually can go into it. Like,
yeah. So how many of you guys thought you'd maybe be married by now? Some of us, yes. Now, how many of you guys are married? Okay. Three hands. Wow, congratulations. That's lovely.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
So we've seen, like, you know, when we're in our teens and we get into our early 20s, we're so in a rush for the things that we see on TV, the things that we see online.
Yeah.
And when we get to that age and we haven't achieved those things, sometimes it can mess up the mental.
Yeah.
And I remember I was watching a podcast, I think his name is Titi from another platform there, and he was saying he's constantly serving. So he is a boss in his field.
Yeah.
When he goes home, he's a father. When he goes to, you know, do anything, he's serving someone but himself. Mm. So I've seen in our 20s, we're so hyper-focused on like our goals.
Yeah.
And then from there, we focused on serving, and then we forget to serve ourselves. Yeah. So that's how this conversation also inspired us to get this started, you know? Because every time we have these conversations, we try to ask each other, like, bro, how are you doing these past 2 weeks? So if you guys actually clock it, like, unseated, we're speaking about what's actually bugging us, like, the past 2 weeks. Yeah. And we've been feeling like, no, man, like, we had so many goals. Like, by 28, I thought I'd have, like, a wife. I thought I'd have, like, a mansion in Santon.
Yeah.
M4 Range Rover.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Whoa.
Yes, nice things.
Where did you grow up that you thought you were going to have a helicopter?
Watching too many movies.
No, but I always think about when we were younger. My dad used to call me Professor. So, guys, I had this. I used to tell my dad when I was young. I used to say, hey, I think I was, like, 9 years old. I went to his room. I said, we should have phones that charge phones.
Yes, I remember.
You remember?
That. Yeah.
And what did he say? Yeah, Lebo, yeah, man. You know, and then you start dreaming big. You're like, you know what? I'm actually going to have a penthouse with that idea. And I'm actually going to buy a Porsche. And I'm actually going to have a girlfriend by 23.
Wow.
And then 23 comes and you fail the sub.
Real.
And then 23 comes and you're hungry. Eat one packet of noodles in the morning.
Real.
You saved the other packet, the last one, for the night.
Listen.
For lunch, you had sleep. You understand it? So, but I wanted to speak about, like, the false expectations that we put on ourselves when we're so young. You know, we can be so hard on ourselves. We can say to ourselves, you know, maybe we can speak about, let's go to university. You know, so for people that don't know, my brother's an engineer.
And my brother's an economist and statistic graduate. My mother's a lawyer, LLB graduate. My father did BCom accounting. My sister's an engineer in the making. Very educated people. Shout out to
so
them.
You understand it?
You clock it.
You understand it? So obviously you went through your trials and tribulations in your, I want to say, early 20s. Maybe speak about that, like having to face, you know, rejection, failure, all those things that come at us, you know what I mean? Yeah.
For me, like, if I start off, like, just before university. So, you know, when you're in high school and you go to, like, maths and science, they say, yeah, you must become an engineer. You must become, like, you know, something in that space. I applied in that field because I was guided. And I really struggled with that degree, right? And my struggle came from not the degree or my capabilities, but it's from lack of understanding myself and what my purpose was. So I've seen in the early stages of like your 20s, university, we really struggled to know what our purpose is. And I felt like my whole teens, 20s, I was in a rush to get my purpose. Yeah. And I've started to see that, you know what, like you actually don't have to know your purpose from the jump. Like your purpose is consistently changing. Because I remember I was hyper-focused on, you know, building myself. I was hyper-focused on getting this degree. Then it changed to being a boyfriend. Then it changed to being a single person, loving myself. Then it changed to, you know, starting a business. Then it, like it's constantly changing. So I've seen in our early 20s, we put so much pressure to have purpose, understand yourself, and you should really just be focused on just taking, you know, life day by day.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much power in not living in the future and saying, one day I'm going to become, and rather being like, wow, I'm actually at Stoke Connect with my brother, and we sold out a show. That's
literally,
amazing. You get me?
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me in my early 20s, you know, I was very excited to have fun. Which is a big problem, you know, like, I think that, because we're going to get into this later on in the podcast, like, redefining fun. I think my fun became whoever, like, whoever was surrounded by me, like, whatever they liked, I immediately started liking. If they started grooving, I started grooving. If they started flirting with girls, I would pray, mama.
Amen. But we get it.
Yeah, but you get it.
And we get it.
One of the hardest things that actually was like gripping me was the fact that like I was like, oh my God, like in high school they told me I must be this thing. And now I'm in this open world where I can be anything.
And guys, university is an open world.
And I've never had this opportunity of like choosing what I like, what I want to do. Mm. It was always, you know, for smallest thing. My first Friday night in Rez, right? I think my friend and I, we used to like getting ribs, you know. My father, we used to eat ribs maybe once every 4 months. There's food at home, wada. Guys, when I tell you the taste of freedom, yeah, that first rib. I even remember saying, yes, this is it, this is it. But then 3 years later, then you're like, oh my God, I'm all alone. I'm all alone in this world, and I miss my mom's sweet potato, and I miss this. And I again, that takes us to the mid now, and I think that's where I'm at now. You know, you've reached your independence, you've reached your identity, but there's just something missing. It's a sense of like community, the familyness. You know, you go home, you know, you go home. Is there anyone there for you guys? Raise your hand if you are cold in winter. Yeah, there it is.
I've also seen like, you know, when you go to that point in your mid-20s, né?
Yeah.
Let's touch on family for a bit. I think, you know, a lot of us come from very, very healthy households when it comes to communication, all those things, and some of us don't. And I feel like as young black people, we are consistently being victims when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And I know it's not easy to be like, yo, go force a relationship with your parents or your friends or whatever. But I feel like when you get to the age of 21, 22, if you're lacking something with your family, it's up to you to try and like take that step forward and try engage with your parents and try get that relationship.
What about I want to ask for the people in the audience, because it's definitely going to be some who have parents that they don't even want to see a display picture
How do they
navigate trying to close that closeness in their 20s, like close that gap?
Yeah. Obviously, there's definitely like extreme cases where there's things that have happened, for example, like abuse, which can prevent you from, you know, getting close with your parents. But I feel like if you can, you should.
Yeah.
If you can't, then it's up to you to get your own like family, you know?
Yeah,
like for us, like likely my brother's my best friend and in my friendship group. But I also have Percy. I also have Khunse. I've got Matladi. I've got Tinashe. Mm. So at 28, I've got my own family outside of my family. And I feel like sometimes chosen family is such an important thing that you can have, because it really enables you to live the life you want to live.
Yeah.
Especially with people that are like-minded in your age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go into a big one that I think that we all face, which is employment in our 20s.
Unemployment
in our 20s. I think currently it's 65% youth unemployment.
Yeah.
I remember in two podcasts ago, we were reading this description, this DM from this guy, and you were saying to us that, like, I've been home, I've graduated, I'm sad. Every day I wake up and there's no purpose, you know? And I actually want to, like, take this moment maybe so we can speak about, like, finding your purpose. Because obviously you're an engineer, but I don't see you engineering. So maybe you can tell me how, like, sometimes you need to just re-angle your life and find new passions and find... Why are you smiling at me like...
Because I'm about to pose it back to you.
Really?
I'm about to throw it back
to
you.
Oh, yeah, Konje.
So Lebo also, like I said, graduated. Wow, very nice. Yeah. But he was working in the corporate space for a long period of time. And then he then shifted into the content creation space. And he's been doing it full time. So as someone who had a fixed salary, who's now shifted towards getting paid when they pay us, and they're in the audience, some of these agencies, they know themselves. But I still love you guys so much. Thank you for coming. Shout out to you guys. Do you get what I'm saying? So getting paid when you get paid, how have you navigated that and had to become a leader in your own life and build your own schedules?
I want to start from the degree, right? So when you, as you guys, some of you guys are in the audience, when you're studying, there's things that die in you. Yeah. Your happiness, joy, relaxation, luxuries, things are just going, you know? And then you're working hard for this degree, and then honestly, you go on stage, they shake your hand, they tap your head, you walk, maybe you share a dance, and it's done. And then that's the whole, and you worked maybe 3 years. 3 years, Sato, studying, the NAJ, the Powerade, the Red Bull, studying.
Bioplus.
And then you say, let me get a job. Imagine, like, I'm so blessed that, like, obviously when I graduated, I went into, like, a grad program, and I was very happy, everything, and then I got my first job, very happy again, but not all my friends were living that life. I was very blessed. I was, like, an outlier, and someone actually said to me, look at our friendship group now, like, how many of us are self-employed? I think Percy's the only one who has a job.
In our group, real. Shout out to
Percy. I'm not even joking.
And he's got like, oh, my 3 jobs.
My 4. Yeah. If you guys see Percy by the popcorn,
give him a hug.
Just high five.
Give him a hug.
No, but to answer your question, like, guys, I think that, like, figuring out life takes a lifetime, you know? And I feel like the thing that we really are bad at is being patient with oneself, allowing oneself, you know, time to get a new skill, allowing oneself to begin again. But yeah, I really want you to tell you, because Sato's story is so motivating about the YouTuber. I was in high school, university, and then, yeah.
I think I've told my story so many times, man, so I'm going to skip that part.
Just skip
Yeah, but I want to say what I've seen with us being the age that we are in, or the era that we're in, is that knowledge is power, and with internet connection, it's easily accessible.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, we go to university, we go to school to try get education and knowledge. And that's perfect because it gives you a qualification. I really advocate for that. But at the same time, if you want to learn how to make Whitbix, go to YouTube. And you can learn how to make Whitbix, you get me?
Yeah.
If you want to learn how to do a podcast, go to YouTube and learn how to do that. And I feel like, you know, a lot of the time, as young people, we're in a rush to learn a skill quickly and for it to make you successful quickly. I started YouTube in 2017.
Damn!
Yeah. And it's 2025 now, you get me? Mm. And this is our first live show.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Shit. And obviously it's grown and stuff, but like it took me long to know how to... I used to speak so much faster than this guy. I still speak fast. But like as we shot every single podcast with Matladi, with Lucas, you learn. And I've seen that like it's important to gain knowledge, but at the same time like practice the knowledge that you're gaining. Because you can be you can know all the everything about influencer marketing. But have you tried it?
Yeah.
And I feel like the biggest thing with the youth is that we don't want to try.
Yeah.
We don't mind learning and going to YouTube and going to school, but are we trying and taking risk? So I'd say like if I had to give like one piece of advice, guys, take risks now. You don't have a dog, you don't have a wife, you don't have a husband.
Some of you don't have children.
You don't have a boy or a boyfriend. Mm. So take the risk. There's no one to, you know, to rely on you.
Yeah.
And then from there you'll see with time, and time is like, I'm talking 2-3 years, there will be true success, you know? Yeah, Ruby, what are we on time there? What are we doing? How far are we?
13. Can we clap for Ruby, guys? Oh, did you hear? 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Okay, cool. I want to go into redefining fun. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, Tato, I've had a lot of fun in my 20s. Yeah. And I was there for your fun, so you can't lie to me. You can also tell me you also had fun. But I wanted to speak about, like, how fast life can get in your 20s. Especially with freedom, you know? At least, you know, when you're in high school... a parent or a guardian or whatever can stop you from hurting yourself and draining yourself of energy and say, no, don't go out today. You can't go out 2 days in a row. Whatever. But when you're finally free and you're finally in rest, that's it. Can be Friday. Every day. Yeah. How many group days do we have now? We have Mogodu Monday.
Yo.
What does, and then people go on Thursday, student Thursdays.
You skipped Wednesday.
What happens on Wednesday?
Wednesday, I know this.
Oh, women Wednesday. I mean.
Yeah. It's like what, hot chicks at the
hot
club.
Hot chicks Wednesday.
Hot chick girls, what?
And then Thursday, this
student
group.
Thursdays.
So you must understand, guys, of the entire week, probably one day, they won't be groove, you know, for your 20s. And I want to talk about how easily it is to get distracted by fun and how you have to mature and redefine your fun, you know?
Yeah, you know what I've seen, like, we speak about all the time, my brother and I. Fun is like an addiction, right? Mm. So the more fun you have, the more addicted you will be to that fun. So if you know Thursday is a student night, and you've been going for the past 2 months, when Wednesday comes, you're going to be like, yo, tomorrow's going to bang.
Yeah.
Thursday wakes up, you're like, yeah, it's going to be a good day. Mm. 4 p.m. comes, you go, yo, Percy, what are we saying, boys? You get what I'm saying? Mm. And then it becomes a routine. Mm. So I've seen how we've been trying to break that is by being disciplined.
Yeah.
Like, I know we were chilling, I think yesterday, all the guys at Levels Place, we were like, guys, look at us now. Like, it's Wednesday.
You talk about my flat in Senten.
Yes, that one.
Senten.
Yes.
Okay.
We were chilling at Levels Flat.
In Senten.
And we were just playing PlayStation, and we were having so much fun.
The time of our lives.
Much
the
fun.
Time of our lives.
And we were like, guys, like, you know, we haven't spent that much money. Mm. It's just guys. There's no, you know, other companions. And we're having the time of our lives.
Yeah.
So we should actually become disciplined in this. And we should make the effort to redefine what fun is to us.
Yeah.
But now the problem is that we need to be disciplined about it.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys will comment in 2 weeks and say, hey, Tato, are you playing PlayStation?
Or are you
going to Mohoru Monday? You get me? Because it's very important to have that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely hear you. And I feel like, you know, for many of us, when we hear Chomi, let's go on a hike, you're like, yo. Like, we must pay also. Must pay for the hike. We must pay to walk. But I won't lie. Like, I have now taken in my mid-20s, as you say. Am I mid yet or young?
You're mid.
Mid.
26. You're even leading towards.
Okay, let's stay young. Okay, mid-young. Mid-young. Young mid. In my mid-young 20s, I've realized, like, there is so much beauty and value in slowing down. There is so much beauty and value in slowing down. And in those slowing down moments, you can finally have a conversation with yourself. Mm. Because when you're busy, your head is a party, party, party. You know, there's no time to say, how am I? How's my friends doing? Wada. And what I really hate is that, like, and our group nearly fell victim to this, is that when your group becomes centered around fun, we lose, like, the love that we have for each other. Because all it becomes about is like, yo, let's just go have fun. Let's just go have fun. Let's just go have fun. Yeah. No, but I like where we're going with this, because I want someone to learn something in the crowd. I want someone to learn in the crowd. I want you to talk to me, nah, about, because I did ask you earlier, but you did not really answer it, that how it can distract you from the goals that you actually want to, like, have in life, like a live show. Oh, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Like, in partnership with Africa Podcast Network and Steak and Eco. With gifts from Vodacom Well and drinks from Flying Fish. Thank you, guys. Wow.
Liwani Poster.
Let's put our hands together for them. Shout out to them. Wow. Yeah. No, I feel like I get you, but I feel like, guys, you know, Lebo and I have been doing podcasts every week.
Yeah.
And we feel like our voices have been heard.
Yes.
And I feel like in the podcasting space, it's good to get, like, new voices.
Yes.
Nah?
Yeah.
So should we get someone from the crowd to come, maybe?
And they're going to come for a good topic. Nah? Are you guys ready?
Because we're going to talk about, like, relationships now in our 20s.
Guys, we've got a special guest. Can I say it?
You can, yeah.
I'm scared.
Are they ready?
Are you guys ready in the crowd?
Guys, we've got someone very guests. Nice. Eh?
Guys, we've got stars.
Yes.
We've got, make it up, Kanye West.
And Beyonce. No? Okay.
Nah, he's better than Beyonce.
Guys,
we've got
two lovely, lovely people about to join us now for the rest of the conversation. Please put your hands together for Kagiso and Tlhomane.
Bonasutu.
Wow.
Bonasutu. Bonafesheni.
Wow.
Wow. Hey.
Hey, 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 oh, San Bonani, Zona, Ninjani, I'm good.
Hi, guys. I'm sure they'll make it right up a receipt to them.
No one. So I feel like about fair because you guys were also supposed to wear suits. Cause no, I feel like
an overdressed.
Guys, yeah. I mean, mustn't forget I'm also a Jita.
Oh, okay.
So I can't be too, you know.
So we're not in riddle lighters.
I think it's as the ladies.
As the ladies, I love
that. But as my Jita.
Definitely. So guys, let's dive into it. Lebza, we're gonna talk about relationships in our 20s
okay.
Now.
So we're gonna be talking about this is. A very one that's very close to my heart, dating the wrong people. I did to make a baby blue.
can you
give us a story where you know, I want to use the word overcame a relationship, because sometimes this do you guys know that trend where they say
okay. Beautiful. Okay.
So maybe you can take us through a story where you overcame a relationship. You're like, you know what? I'm picking me. You know what I'm saying?
Have I? So I think I was in a relationship with someone for almost 6 years. Guys, like another boy, Lena. Yeah, I was dating.
Why 6 years?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So guys, I was dating someone for 6 years, from high school till early this year. Nagya hi chum.
Stay strong.
So I was dating someone for 6 years, and to be quite honest, I think we really loved each other. I don't wanna lie. We really loved each other. We enjoyed, you know, experiences. I learned a lot about him. He learned a lot from me as well, you know. But unfortunately, it got to a point where it was not moving anymore. You get what I mean? Ranyaka lotsedi different. Also, guys, age gap ya tswenya. Because I'm in my 20s, we are hotsana go di 30s tsa hae, so ke motho long gore o nyaka stability ntlu bana di nonyana tse di biao guys na ke nyako rock ha
o ya go strategy
mme go starting to ke rock ke tswe ka Tuesday like come khone le bolelang, you know, but more than anything I think we just like outgrew each other, to be quite honest. So it was the same thing over and over again. So unfortunately, I had to choose myself and be like, listen, brother, it's not working out anymore. And maybe I'm going to be better.
What about you?
Okay, with me, I was in high school, believe it or not. So there was really a girl that I really, really, really loved, but then I felt like our love turned into a very platonic thing, you know, and it was hard to actually step out and be like, you know what, I don't think this is for me anymore, or I don't even think it was ever for me, but I was just doing it because everyone is doing it.
Yeah.
And I also had pressures from my brothers because they were also dating girls, obviously, so they were also looking at me like, hey, boy, So I was dating girls then, and it really was hard to step out of the relationship because I was like, damn, like, I really love you, but I don't love you like that, you know? And for her, it was like really like, it's either you are with me to be with me, as in like we're dating and building something, or we're not together. And it's so hard to also leave someone knowing that you're not even ready to tell them that I don't like you, not because there's anything wrong with you, but then...
Because of Kerata.
Ongwanyana.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's pretty much like what happened. So
I feel like now that we've established your history, and by the way, we're with you both. Now that we've established the history, I think we can now give advice, you know, so people understand now you guys have both, you know, felt pain. What are some of the red flags you look for now in the relationship?
Yeah,
go ahead. Yo.
Guys, wa bona motho a phelang a leng phone ya hae mo do not disturb ana le wena.
Thank you.
Asore, I wanna enjoy my time with you.
Someone that can call.
Why would we see?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think also I believe we all have our differences. But if you like me, trust and believe huna li difference along or like uka kona hudi move away hung accommodate.
Yeah.
Panyana kalera. You understand what I mean? So I think the red flag gets in chi. Muto asa wanting nako. Guys, leba karing nem. Also, guys, awona motho leng hore, oh no, I don't have time. Guys, we all have time. So mutaring, I don't have time. I'm forever busy. Una le maka.
Yeah.
I won't rate kam cool.
Giddy signs.
Giddy signs.
It's signs. It's a shitty sign.
What about you, Tlamani?
Me, red flags. Yo, guys, now I mean, I'm tanda, everything is green for me. I'm sorry. Like, oh, well, like.
Maga.
Agambe!
Asintum putang yo, not true, man.
Ah, yo, oh, no ways.
Like, phone emo, do not disturb how, so what? Like, what? Like, you want to spend time with me, and so what? Like, I'm like that. I don't know. So, but yeah, I am, as I grow, I am starting to decipher as to what I should be like. This is not wrong, and yeah, but I'm still figuring it out. Yeah.
You know, one thing for me that I've seen is a red flag now, and I feel like I've tried to, like, force it. Guys, date people that have the same love languages as you. Now I'm forcing you to put your hand on me, and this is the reaction. Not now. Now I need words of affirmation, and you're not affirming my heart.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I want to see you every other day, but quality time is not your thing. You can't teach somebody those things. Yes, maybe you can in extreme cases. I've seen it happen, but I feel like for me, like, hey, yeah.
Kopalo butsa question, Nenem.
Yeah, go ahead.
In a situation now, you know, you guys are meeting, you guys are getting to know each other, and obviously you guys are figuring each other's love languages in the beginning stages. Motho o tlore. My love language is physical touch. And so it's pila hore kidi presente. Maraka hore le bashimani lutlo ringe o rata chelete. You know? So sometimes it's very hard to be honest from the get go.
Yeah. You know? Nna ke rata chelete.
Guys, you know, we always say to the lovely ladies here, because we've seen our audience is 80% ladies, so shout out to you guys. Guys, we need you guys to take what we're learning here and go tell the brothers, you know? Let's educate the brothers, because then, you know, we've had the perception for the longest time. When you say acts of, gifts of what?
Acts of gifts.
Mm. I used to get demotivated. I used to be like, yo, she wants my money, you know? And now I'm seeing that, no, it's what really makes your heart fulfilled.
True.
Woman.
Simple.
What's the red flag for you?
The red flag. I even forgot. I was so into this question. No, definitely someone that says, no, this is who I am. You can't change me. This is it. Like, really, dude?
Are you kidding me?
We still have a long life to go. Umbuta, we can't change. Now I'm going to change Buma 55 times in this relationship. You know what I mean? Like, we're no, no, this is how it's going to be. Like, ish. I really feel like I could never be with anyone that's not like willing to have a conversation. Like, let's educate each other on like what's the best way to love each other. You feel me? I think, mama. My mom and my dad in the crowd, guys. I think.
I've also seen like a big one. I think we've spoken about it a lot. It's like communication styles. Again, conflict resolution styles.
Like,
I feel like I used to be really bad at that. I used to be very like. It's just an assumption. Like, I used to get emotional, hot-headed, right? Yeah. And then when I would get into that zone of being upset, my communication and my words wouldn't be nice.
Yeah.
So you get what I'm saying? And I had to learn that, no, when you get to this level, you must bamba yourself and then you must maybe bring yourself here and understand what that person is going through.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time we go to war with our partners, but then our partners are trying to love us too.
Ish.
So I feel like if you can find someone who can be like, yo, nah, I like that. Yay.
Yeah.
I didn't like you.
Yeah. So for me, a red flag is when someone doesn't want to, you know, communicate or learn how to communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go into, because I was already going into it, like conflict styles, right? You know, for both of you, you know, some people like to be spoken soft to when they fight. Some people are in WWE. You know, some say we'll talk about this later. Yeah. I want to ask you, both of you, like, when you guys are looking for a partner, does it even come into consideration? Like, how do we fight?
It does. It does.
Yeah.
It's like over to something, ne?
Yeah, it's
I'm going to get over to Hawan, ne? Utwell, kere. Nah, ne? Hobelalina. O swile, o rizze tunu ya hao. Osangomanya, space is a womanya, kishile mak, cause makawaras. Makawa omanya, so space is a kisama maka fail. One could see. And we see, I know people don't believe in this thing, who are like, we can't go to bed angry, rather.
I can.
Because, umpusa he, wena, you understand what I mean? So, please try by all means to be soft with me, because
yeah.
I'm a very soft person. Like, I'm a very soft person, so I believe in softness.
Yeah.
To be quite honest,
real. I actually agree with that.
Yeah.
I think I have like a lot of traumas growing up, and I grew up in a very like loud household. So one of the I should have actually said that as a red flag, guys. Like, if you, the shouting at me, being aggressive with me, I hate that with everything in me. And if we have to go and not speak that whole day, and then that's going to be what's going to help you calm down and come to me the following day, then let's do that, you know, so that, you know, so.
For the men, I agree there's many ladies here. We like, I love actually. In conflict, breathe. Not the. Breathe. Take a moment to, because I feel like, you know, as a bro, we always like, yo, this person's actually so emotional, but they just care so much. You know, like, they care so deeply for like what's happening in the scenario. But it can be very overwhelming as a man. You just said your point. Hey, A plus B equals 3.
What about but you know what I've actually learned recently, man? I feel like men are very, logical beings.
Yes.
Women are logical and emotional.
Yes.
And men need to understand that woman is emotional.
Yes.
So sometimes when she's in her emotions and she's behaving that way,
yes,
we should understand that it's just how she's also wise.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, no. We understand them. This is for them now.
Guys, be patient with your man. You know? If he's walking around the kitchen, just say, hey, baby, we're handsome, wait. Handsome, born a hairline. Hey!
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like,
I hear you.
Men appreciate reassurance just like women in conflict.
Also, guys, I feel like, you know, men, when sometimes we get these compliments, these well done, we can still be like hard and serious, né? But inside we are melting. Like, really? Did she really mean that? So even if you're met with like a wall, just keep it going. I know the guys are trying to learn, you know, how to receive it. But guys, we really enjoy it because like everyone wants to be loved and hear nice things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be loved and hear nice things. I'm making sure. Because this must be the same for you, Paige, I use. Like, That's why I'm asking. I just want to check before we continue, Ruby.
What are we on time? We can't read. Speak out loud.
We've
been 30 minutes. How long has it been?
Okay. So we still have...
Oh, okay, let's just maybe do 2 more minutes.
Yeah, I want to have a conversation.
So you guys spoke about... just answer. When you guys were met with your relationships in the past, you basically knew when to stop the relationship.
Not really.
Or you were stopped.
I was forced to.
Or you guys are stopping.
No, I was forced to.
Okay. So my question is... In a relationship, a lot of the time, you know, we feel the need to work on it. Let's keep going. this person will learn. He used to be so good. He used to take care of me. How do you know when to stop that relationship and move on?
okay, now I feel like that's very hard. But every time, like, I always reflect back to my relationships whenever I'm out of them, I always realize that, guys, the signs are always there. From get-go, or they shout at you or whatever, there will always be signs. So I feel like I'm always the type to, like, sit it out and see how far it can go, or if it's something that I feel like I can actually be with someone with. Because they say, marry the devil, you know, right?
But that devil is so harsh.
That's what they say.
Pick
your poison.
Pick your poison.
That's what they say.
Like, Agukumuto perfect, guys. Like, if we're being honest about
but
it.
But there's some that are very close, man.
Close to what? Close to perfect.
Yes, guys. I've dated. Nah, ooh. You've seen.
We know.
Like, I don't know what
I've dated. All very lovely, lovely beings. Like, but every time I take a step closer, it's always better. Like, guys, I feel like sometimes we're in a relationship and we think this is the best person in the world. No. That's who you know. That's create visibility, know. My man. You know? See what's happening and see, okay, cool, how's Lebo like? You know, how's Kagiso like? Even if it's on a friendship level, then maybe you can then explore more. You know?
Lauka.
Hi, nah, no, man.
Anyways,
hi, Ifler.
Your answer, your na.
Guys, man, now it's a young head.
Why?
Like, what's she gonna start to have a shop, guys? No, but honestly, I feel like, nah, in my situation, I left after I've tried. Like, I think I've tried so much. I've tried, like, and we see doing okay, realizing about Shimani King, but could not pretend. You get what I mean? Like, when could you see Sakarayang? Thank you, babe. Like, boys are so, like, Kimushimani Lena self, nem? At the Polella Lena, guys, are good go pretend, nem? But you can pretend to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not good with something, let me know from the very get go. Yeah. Like, oh, some person, oh no, I'll try to work on my communication. You get what I mean? But I think.
Send the ex the video.
Now what if.
Speak your truth!
You know what I mean? But I feel like I think I ended it after I've tried so many things. Like,
In youth years, guys, you must understand, six years is 20, like.
And then there's the generation. So
25
I feel like
years.
I've tried.
And how about you, Lebo? Sorry.
Like, no, like, is exactly the same. Like, I tried in my previous relationships. Ne? This come upon a no. This is the skin of someone who's happy. Lanzara. You know.
Okayen. Musupe, okay.
Mikali, stand up in the corner. No, but literally, just like you, I've tried everything. You know. The moment I opened up my notes app, I should have known. Like, when you're doing, like pros and cons, and like, and then con ya corner,
and then you corner get the 15.
Hey, the corner. So, but like, what I like to say to my brother is that, like, as I get older, you know, I like to say, like, yeah, cool, like, all these things are super sad, but I'm getting so much more closer to the person I'm gonna love for the rest of my life, and like.
Visibility.
All these girls have taught me a little bit more about love, how to be softer, how to be, you know, more patient, wada, you know what I mean? Yeah, and I feel like those things, it helps you with the next relationship. Yeah, what about you?
Who knows who's next? Who knows who's there?
Can be anyone.
Yeah.
Yo, maybe in the room.
Yeah, but guys, please put your hands together for Kagiso and Tomani, guys. That was amazing. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you guys now.
One more.
Clap, 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 clap. Thank you so much. Good luck. I'll see you. Thank you guys. Awesome. So guys, I'm being told here that we are at 25 minutes, né? Maybe it's 26 now. Our show was only 45.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've spoken. It's time for you guys to ask some questions. So we're doing a Q&A. Anything you guys want to ask about the subject matter? If you want to pose a question.
Subject matter. Hey, Tato, are you single right now?
So, subject matter. Let's get the mic. How are we doing with the mic? The mic is there.
By the way, you guys look amazing.
Raise a hand so I can see who wants to ask a question. Oh. Ruby, you can go to the top and look. We'll come back to you guys. Don't worry.
Like you guys
can
amazing. Stay
there. Né? Just ask from there, please, so we can get as many questions in.
Guys, if you guys dress like this for Steak and Nico, wedding.
What?
You guys look amazing, guys.
I just also said
amazing.
Your wife might be here in the room. Yeah, sorry. Hey. Yo, why don't you guys give my cousin the mic? Yo. Everybody say hi, cousin.
Hi, everyone. So I think what's most important is understanding what drives you to get up from your low moments, because obviously life is not exponential. It doesn't go always all up, but there are always ups and downs. And in your down moment, what's bringing you back? I think that's the most important thing that people would like to know. And yeah, that's my question to you guys.
It's a tough one. Yeah. So for me, so guys, I was Christian, then I was atheist, then I was Christian-like, and now I'm really trying to be as Christian as possible. Nah. And every time I was in a dip, I'd go in this zone of just tapping into working so hard. Nah. I'd work so hard, and like it would kill my social life. I'd throw myself in an imbalance, and it would really just like, you know, kind of work but not work. But now, guys, when you've got faith and you can pray, I feel like it's so much like easier. I know, yeah, shout out. Because I know with me, whenever I'm in a hard season, I know, okay, cool, I'm in a tough season. Sharp, it's tough. It's tough financially, it's tough emotionally, it's tough there by Mjolo, Lebo's irritating me, I haven't seen my family, it's tough. Né? But I use my body as God intended to be able. Né? And then I pray. So for me, to answer you, I still push and I still work hard. I use my body as a vessel, but I just trust that it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
It might not be okay this week, next month, the next 3 months, or even this entire year, but it will be okay. Yeah. And when I get to the worst case scenario, then I blow myself up, wow, I got a fire story. Yeah. Now I can do a TED talk and say, you guys know where I started? You know what I'm saying? And I've got a nice story, yeah.
I think for me, I definitely go to the people that know me the best. And if I had to say the best, I'd probably say like my sister, my brother. Just give them a call, tell them like, yo, I'm not fine, etc. Because these are the people that know you. When I wasn't pouring juice equal in each cup. These are people that know you. They know your greed. They know your laziness. They know you for who you are. And I like, and I like these, like, I want to say also family, but also chosen family moments where you go to your friends and they're like, show me the skawara. Like, we are in this together, you know? But that's basically what works for me. I don't know what would work for you guys. I'm trying to think advice also,
I feel like if you struggle to speak to your friends, sometimes tell your friends what you want them to, like, say. Sometimes I want a friend just to listen.
Yeah.
I don't want advice. I've already done 10,000 simulations on how to make this problem
You're
work.
Good at that, by the way.
So communicate with your friends, like, yo, bro, I need an ear. Yeah. Or, bro, I really need advice right now. Yeah. But yeah, let's do another question in the crowd. Where's Ruby? You can just choose. Yeah, I can't really see anybody.
Yeah, I can't see too. I can see.
Hey, that's Ria's voice, ne?
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hello, guys. Ria, the one that made this possible. If that's Ria,
the iPhone.
So everybody say shout out to Vodacom World.
That's a long line to shout out.
Also, guys, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. It's like some wireless earphones. We've got a bunch of other things. It's not an iPhone. Come on, I would keep all of them if it was an iPhone. Oh, sorry. Yes, Ria, talk to us.
So I want to know, what keeps you grounded professionally? So we know that you're navigating your 20s, friendships, relationships, all that good stuff. But when it comes to having to be professional, even in situations that might not call for professionalism, how do you ground yourself and say, okay, this is my craft, I'm respecting my craft? Because I mean, with content creation, we're moving and learning with the times. There was nothing like this 10 years ago. And I don't think, like, moving into the future, there's ever going to be a situation where, like, this is going to be old news, basically, in 10 years' time, and we're going to be bigger and better. So how do you keep that professional mind, still have fun, but also say, okay, I'm a content creator, I have an engineering degree, but here's what I'm grounded in. What is that, you know, recipe for you?
Yeah, that's a nice question. Because, like, I know with me, this past year, it's just been, like, trying to build a team. So I'd say, to answer that question, number one, you need to just be professional in your craft. I feel like if anyone here is a content creator, YouTuber, wow, shout out, you're very brave, that's amazing, very proud of you. But you need to be a professional. It's a small business, and a small business needs systems, and it needs discipline, and it needs order. You know, when you work for yourself, there's no higher authority that's saying, did you do that? Have you done this? You know? So I've seen consistency and holding myself accountable allows for me to move in a professional manner. And treating every single thing from a TikTok to a story as work that's fun also allows me to then grow, you know? I've also seen that, like, I'm really bad at sometimes executing certain things. So I ask for help when possible. Like, in the team, shout out to Swaggy. Swaggy edits for us. Shout out to Swaggy, edits the podcast. So I could see I hated editing. So I called up Swaggy. Swaggy said, okay, cool, pa. I'm like, boys, I only have this amount. Okay, cool. Let's do this for now. And then together we can grow together. So I think if you're going to move in a professional manner, you need to understand that you need to have certain partnerships, certain communities to allow for you to grow, you know?
Yeah, for me, I definitely think, like, what keeps me grounded is like, yo, what is the value of this? What the value of what I'm doing, you know? For us, for many, you know, you just see numbers on TikTok, you know? Like, you just see, like, I don't know, 1,000 views, whatever, 100,000 views, whatever. And you're just like, oh, it's just a number. Until you go outside and you, like, greet someone and they're like, yo, that joke you said the other day, I was crying, actually. And you're like, hey, you were what? And you're like, yeah, I was crying. And then I saw your TikTok and I started laughing. Mm. And it's like, you have to understand, like, God puts you on earth to be able to do certain things, and you should really take opportunity of your talents and the things that you can give to the world, you know? And, like, I know, like, there is no such thing as the top, you know? So, you know what I mean? Being grounded is very easy because it's always going to be work. It's always going to be hustle. There's a quote that my dad said to me when I was graduating, and before that, he said, to be a king, one must work like a slave. You know what I mean? And, like, yeah, that's literally it. Like, and yeah. It's just working hard, working hard, working hard. Yeah,
I agree. My dad also told me was that you must take an opportunity of the lifetime during the lifetime of that opportunity. So I feel like, yeah, I just wanted to say a quote my dad told me. So you can also hug me.
And
the
another
way
quote my dad told me was that, Lebu, you're handsome, you're small, you're tall, you're... Okay, let's go.
My mother told me, and she's a big inspiration for me being an entrepreneur today.
No, we're just joking.
So the reason why I'm an entrepreneur today...
Not that part.
It's because, obviously, like, they both instilled certain traits in me. My mom would tell me every day, I think it was just frustration from work, Tato, never work for anybody.
Ever.
Imagine hearing that for 3 years in a row. You're going to end up being like, damn, maybe I shouldn't do that thing. So shout out to mama for projecting.
Yeah. And papa, shame.
And papa for making me a man, yeah.
Should we do one more question?
Yeah, they can do a question in the front. Yes, I'm going to see the front because I can see the front.
Hey.
Oh, there's a question there. Okay, let's go.
Oh, you've got someone at their back. Okay.
Yo.
Aye.
Fine. Dude, I love it when I see guys at these things. I feel like it's so important for guys to come and listen to these conversations. So everyone put your hands together for the brother. Thank you for pulling through. Let's learn and educate.
So I think the question I want to ask is that, so I'm having a difficulty kind of navigating my friend group. Not really friend group, but... So I had a close person to me, like he was like a brother to me, and now recently he's more of the outgoing, more partying and, you know, everything, and I'm more of the, I want to focus on my business, I want to do that. How do we navigate that distance, that, or the friction that's been created by different types of ways or life decisions people want to take, although you love them so much? And yeah.
Ish.
How are we going to get him a Vodacom hot what? I like that question.
You can come down and listen to Level answers, because I think Level's are great. Well, both good people to answer this question.
Yeah, so I had a best friend in like high school. We did everything together from like when we were kids. We did everything, school, wada wada. But they sort of like, when we went to university, a sort of like split happened where like I was more focused on studying and he was more focused on grooving. I was more focused on, you know, exams. He was more focused on the mommies, you know. So what actually happened is that causes obviously like an internal conflict, because one of you will say, how come I never see you? And I think it's okay to understand that you're growing up. You will be making new friends. You will be having a new phase in your life. And it's literally just like love. Maybe you are made for other things. You know what I mean? Like, it's so hard to break up with friends. But when we're breaking up with our partners, it's easy. It's bye-bye. But friends, it's like, you know, it's very hard. And no one ever speaks about, like, how hard it is to not, like, get along with, like, your best friend anymore. Because you always remember, like, the years, every joke, when they borrowed you bread.
Yeah, so it's difficult. So it's very important for us to understand that sometimes friends can have seasons. And it's okay for us to move on. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I nearly...
Yeah, but guys, I just want to say, this has been so nice, guys. We're going to wrap up in literally like 10 seconds. So I was going to say, Shadi, please pull through. We need you, my lovely sister. But guys, thank you so much for this. This has been so amazing. I appreciate all of you. I hope I could see as much of you guys as possible during 5 to 7. Thank you for coming to say hi. Yeah. None of us bite. We're all so cool. We'd love to meet you guys if we have time later. So shout out to you guys. Please put your hands together. Yeah. Appreciate
thank you guys so much, guys.
Yeah.